I'm Susan Bentz with this month's installment of Beats Me. Our question comes from Kenosha County resident Joe Dubanowitz, who is concerned about the impact of the nearby Oak Creek power plant.
If the coal ash ponds are leaching into the groundwater, who tests the groundwater? And are there any monitoring stations for coal dust?
Joe's questions are especially relevant since earlier this month, the company admitted that a wind event deposited coal dust on properties north of the plant. But We Energy's Executive Vice President Tom Metcalf set out to dispel Joe's fears. He says the 2,300 megawatt producing campus contains zero coal ash ponds.
We have had fly ash buried in licensed landfills at the site, capped, they're sealed. They also have impermeable membranes on the underside to protect them, and we collect the leachate from those as well. But they're dry. They're not ponds.
And groundwater is just one component of ongoing monitoring.
We also have stack emission monitoring, of course, continuous emission monitoring. We monitor everything you can imagine, from sulfur dioxide to nitrous oxides to particulate matter.
They also monitor water which the plant draws from Lake Michigan, uses as a coolant, and then returns to the lake. As for watching out for dust blowing off huge mounds of coal stored outside, in January 2016, We Energies installed an air monitoring system.
In response to concerns that have been raised by the community south of the plant, and we've been monitoring that on a regular basis, monthly basis, we publish that information. We've been able to show that there have been no exceedances.
Frank Mickna is one of the people who complained about air quality. Mickna and his siblings grew up and continue to live on land overlooking Lake Michigan, due south of the plant.
My great-great-grandfather was a Bohemian immigrant. He homesteaded 40 acres, and as kids, we had all had horses. We rounded up the cows and brought them in at night, and we had a great life here. It was just, you couldn't have anything better than what we had.
Mickna believes his family's chronic health problems are tied to pollution generated at the power plant.
I've had health conditions ever since, I was little. We never really knew what it was from. But now that I'm older and I've had asthma and pneumonia and a lot of upper respiratory ailments, my sister's had heart conditions, and all of us have different palpitations, 11 kids. No smokers, but yet we have conditions of smoke, people that smoke.
A father of five, Bill Pringle, shares Mickna's concern.
My kids were on nebulizers every day, inhalers, albuterol. My wife was on a nebulizer too.
Although he moved his family away from the plant over 3.5 years ago, and by the way,
within 3 months of us being there, they were they're off of everything.
Pringle says he's not going to step away from the issue.
I'm doing it again now. But I used to hand out flyers, it'd say Caledonia Community Environmental Awareness. Do you know what you're breathing in? Stuff like that. I just started going and I'm like, I got to do something here. These people cannot be breathing this.
Pringle spearheaded what he calls the Clean Power Coalition. We Energy's Tom Metcalf says the utility is hearing the concern and intends to take action.
Ideally, if we can find a way to do it, perhaps put in real-time air monitors. So it's not an after-the-fact look at, what did we see over the last month, but it's a monitor that could give us an immediate indication if we had an exceedance that we could take action immediately. That would be a lot more valuable, I think, for us and obviously the neighborhood as well.
But Metcalf stopped short of saying that coal dust at the Oak Creek power plant poses a health risk to the community, describing it simply as a nuisance to the neighbors. This Beats Me segment, instigated by listener Joe Dubanowitz's question, is merely a step in covering what is a pressing issue for a number of southeastern Wisconsin residents. Stay tuned for more stories.
Let's cover what's important together. Submit your question about the environment in southeastern Wisconsin online at wuwm.com/beatsme. You ask, and we report.